welcome to episode 5 of our race across New Zealand. Here's the state of the game. Right now, both teams are racing to Wellington. The first team to complete that challenge at the bottom of the North Island will be able to take the 1 p.m. ferry tomorrow, a full 2 hours and 45 minutes before the next ferry at 3:45. At the moment, Toby and I are in the lead on our way to Hooker Falls. That's the site of our next challenge. Ben and Adam are 30 minutes directly behind us, and if they want any hope of overtaking us to get on that first ferry, they're going to have to hit us with their Nerf gun, which would freeze us for 30 minutes. Fortunately, they've got a plan to avoid detection.
All right, we are headed to Falls. We are locked and loaded. Let's see if this works.
It's so big and fast.
Yeah, anyway, speaking of fast.
Wait, wait, I didn't say hello. No, film me saying hello.
Yeah, say hello.
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 Okay, now let's go.
Are you using your sparkling water?
I guess so.
We need sparkling water because our next challenge is waterfall at Hooker Falls. After saying hello to Hooker Falls, one team member must waterfall any beverage into their teammate's mouth from at least 10 feet above. Once the teammate receiving the beverage has caught enough to fill 80% of their gold cup, the challenge is complete.
I think let's look over here.
I might have to climb a tree. Sam.
I don't think that's tall enough.
You don't think it's tall enough?
I'm gonna measure on here. Oh yeah, it just does it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You're gonna have to pour and film. I'm gonna go here so that people are less concerned by what we're doing. I have to lay all the way down.
This is so crazy.
You gotta be quick.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry, Sam. This is really difficult.
Okay, just updated. It's looking like they're at the falls now. I mean, who knows how long this will take.
One sparkling waterfall coming up. We're out. I'm gonna go get another bottle.
Okay, full.
It's full? Sure. Yeah.
All right, let's go. We gotta go.
You really took one for the team there, Sam.
At times it felt like waterboarding, but it's fine because we got 15 coins.
Okay, well, it would seem that they've just left Hooker Falls. We're, 13 minutes behind them.
It would seem we may have put on the dresses for nothing.
But we could follow them along the next route after the next intersection.
Okay, so Ben and Adam will have to go through that roundabout that we just went through. I believe they're going to be about 10 minutes behind us. One thing that's interesting, and I'll do some research as we go, but I noticed that there's a stretch that seems to be really empty on this route. If we pull the right roadblock, that could be a pretty devastating spot. So maybe we should think about that.
Well, the route to Napier is coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we could go east and get a lot of power-up points, but the challenge there takes a while. We're close enough to them that I don't want to give up on still beating them to Wellington and getting on the 1 p.m. ferry.
No, and we want to keep open the possibility of, being able to shoot them.
So I think we're going to follow them, and then we'll see. There's another intersection where they can go east or west. We'll see what they do and then see how we proceed.
Okay, I can confirm that Ben and Adam are following us. Oh, they did not go the other route. So here's my thinking. I think we have a really good opportunity now to give them just a devastating roadblock. Because there's this really long stretch on the drive that we're doing that I don't think has any shops. And a lot of the roadblocks require you to, like, buy something. All right, we'll see if we can get, again, we just want brutality. Are we doing it?
Yep.
So we get wear a new hat.
Wear a new hat. Buy a new hat and wear it until the rest period. The hat does not necessarily need to be advertised as a hat, but should it be removed for any non-essential reason before the next rest period, you are frozen for the next 20 minutes. The hat must be at least the size of your hand.
Buy a new hat and wear until the rest period. That is perfect.
Love it.
Oh, that is not going to be, that could not have gone better.
Yeah.
All right, let me do some research and find a brutal spot to put that. Do you know anything about that volcano?
That one. Is that Mount Repayu?
It's Tongariro, I think.
Oh! Do you have any information to share with us about that?
Ben? No.
Hi.
Do you?
No.
Great. Well, then we'll just...
No, I think I do. I think that this is where... I think that this is where Mount Doom is.
All right, this road right here to the left, just past, is going to be our drop spot. Okay, you ready to toss it? Toss it. Ready? Go. All right, Ben and Adam, good luck finding a hat.
Okay, Adam, I've got some not-so-great news. Sam has thrown down a roadblock. I mean, it's the only road we can drive on, so we've just got to do it. And we'll find out what that roadblock is when we get there. But hopefully it's an easy one. I mean, the last one they did was a pretty easy one.
That's true.
All right.
We have reached the roadblock. Now we're going to find out what it is. But let's actually get out of the car to do it, first of all, because it's beautiful, and second of all, I'm going to change out of my dress.
We're going to find out what it is. Wear a new hat.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we have to buy it. So we're going to need to find what the nearest store is.
That would sell something resembling a hat.
Right. It doesn't have to be a hat.
But we do need... something.
We have to buy something.
Let's see what the nearest store is.
Yeah. If there's not a store within 15 minutes, then we should just veto it.
Yeah.
Because the veto period for roadblocks is 30 minutes.
I've got a feeling that Sam knew exactly what he was doing. Yeah, this is sparse.
God damn it.
Let's look on Google Maps. Sometimes they have...
Okay, let me get my phone. I literally see, like, nothing.
No, it's, like, literally just... The Google Maps is just, like, it's green. Do you see anything?
No, I don't see anything at all.
I don't see anything.
I literally don't see anything.
I think we should just veto
it
now.
Okay, yeah, veto. We're okay. Vetoing it right now.
We're vetoing
now.
It. Touche, Sam, that was a well-placed roadblock.
Fair enough, fair play.
So what time is it?
6:51. 7:21, we can keep going. Damn it! Okay. That sucks.
So you might notice Ben and Adam are not moving. They'll probably realize pretty quickly that it's going to be a tough one to do there and veto it, but still, 30 minutes, that's a good amount of window. That's a good margin for us to do the next couple challenges. But yeah, I mean, I think this will build us a healthy margin for these challenges, hopefully for the Palmerston North Challenge, to allow us to close in on Wellington ahead. That's our wish. That's what will get us on the right ferry.
So here's the next intersection. When we arrive at Tahunga Junction, we'll have two options. We could go west on a route that's 135 minutes and has one challenge here in Whanganui. Frankly, it's hard to predict how hard this one will be. Or we could go east on a 125-minute route and do two challenges, but both of them are pretty reliably easy. There's no real need for us to take a risk, and we should get more coins going east, so that's our plan. Which means our next challenge is eat a carrot at the Oakuni Carrot Adventure Park. Between both team members, you must consume one full-size carrot or five baby carrots within the boundaries of the Oakuni Carrot Adventure Park.
Okay, so in 5 minutes, we'll be at the supermarket in this town. Every minute matters at this point, so it's just like super, super quickly. I'm going to look for baby carrots, big carrot, where they have to like peel and stuff.
I can eat a raw carrot. The soil is good for you. It's use medium.
Yeah, New World Supermarket. All right, good news, no carrot shortage. All right, I got a few different options. There's this short and stubby one, a long and thin one. I think this one seems like the lowest volume one. I really hope it's fine that we haven't peeled it or washed it.
I wouldn't have thought twice about eating a carrot that I just bought at the supermarket.
All right, we should see the carrot soon.
I see.
Oh, well, I think that's probably it. I wonder how this town has decided on, let's make a big carrot adventure park. All right, let's go.
Okay, welcome back to...
Wait, I had a line I wanted to do.
Oh, you have a line, okay, all right.
All right, we're still in the veto period, but more than that, we're in the snack zone. Welcome back to snack zone, baby! It's a show within a show where we review New Zealand's very best and sometimes very worst snacks, and these are baked Oaty slices.
See, the thing is, I don't know if this is, like, iconic or popular or anything.
Idea.
We just found it. This is what annoys me about those, like, oh, we're trying American snacks, and it's just, like, stuff I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So I don't know
this
if this
might
is
be nothing.
Thing.
These are Afghan-flavored. I don't really know what that means,
no.
But it seems to have pictures of walnuts and chocolate and some other things that I can't figure out what they are.
It's Oaty. Here's a carrot. Here, break it in half.
What, you haven't broken it in half yet?
I was filming. Oh no.
One person is too short.
Okay. There we go.
But now you're not going to want it because you don't want my germs.
It's fine. I'll sacrifice here. Come here. All right, let's go. Oh, look, a carrot. I wish we had time to play in the adventure park. Eating it too aggressively. All right, I'm going to get directions while you finish up. I think that's it. One more little bit. One more little bit. Come on, we're going to go. We're going to race. All right, that's it. That's just the step. Oh, my God, come on. Come on. Urgency.
You have to finish the challenge.
I know. I'm saying urgently finish.
It's still a carrot.
I know, urgently.
No, I'm just
okay.
Fine.
Okay, sorry. Don't mean to rush you. Take all the time you need. I need the stem.
I'm not eating the stem. That is the stem.
Okay, there we go. Let's go. And now we have our snacks. All right. Send it. Okay, our 30 minutes is up, so we can continue along our route.
Fair play to Sam and Toby. That was a well-placed roadblock.
You bastards. Looking at the tracker, Sam and Toby have taken the turn towards
Okehune. So we have to decide if we want to follow them or if we want to go the other way towards Palmerston North.
Okay. So here's my logic, Ben. The challenges that they're doing on that route are very easy. So, like, yeah, they're clearing them for us, but it's not like it's actually helping that much.
No, we're not going to catch up that much.
No. So we might as well just take the other route and actually get some more power-up coins in Wanganui. Then we'll converge in Palmerston North anyway.
Yeah, and I don't want to get hit with another...
No, that's the other thing. I mean, they've made it clear that, like, if we follow behind them, that they're going to drop roadblocks.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go towards Wanganui.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to catch up after that.
It's the Popo. Oh, yeah. He's getting a talking to.
Ben and Adam.
Oh, yeah, news. Ben and Adam. They have continued to Wanganui, so they're not following us down this route. Which seems to make sense, because they need those 15 points.
They probably just had enough following us.
All right, we're turning right soon. We're looking for the giant gumboot, and the gumboot throwing lane is...
Oh, it's right there.
There's the giant gumboot.
The giant gumboot means we're in Taihape, the location of our next challenge. Throw a gumboot at the Taihape gumboot throwing lane. Taihape, the self-described gumboot capital of the world, is home to a massive annual gumboot throwing competition. At the Taihape gumboot throwing lane, throw a gumboot at least 15 meters.
We gotta be efficient about this. This makes or breaks whether or not we make the ferry. Okay, so take this right. I did the math on the route here. We do have a shot of making the 1 p.m. ferry. So it's gonna be this right. But it's tight. It is very tight. Oh, yeah, there's our gumboot throwing lane. Here, I think park here. Oh, I think I see some gumboots. That's going to save us our... That's going to get us our 15 coins. All right, let's send it.
It shows 10 meters, 20 meters.
So we need to get it to, like, here.
Men's record, 56 meters. Women's record, 36
meters. Okay, I don't think this will be hard. You ready? Oh, sorry.
All of a sudden on the train tracks. Are you for this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's bold approach. Okay. Oh, that was it. That was it.
That was it. That was 20.
That was beautiful. Let's go. What a delightful sport.
Yeah.
Back on route one. Still the exact same highway as the one we started on up in Cape Breña.
Would you look at that? Oh my God, what?
Look at that.
You know the motto. Anything for views.
Anything for views. Oh, look at that. Look at those views.
Oh, that out there.
God. It's pretty. And you know who gets to enjoy that pretty landscape?
It's
just sheep. It's just for sheep. I wonder if the sheep appreciate it. I wonder if the sheep are like, this rocks.
One thing I have to remind myself going through this, because we're like so focused on the game, is just like how far from home we are here. On these drives, like now, when we have really nice lighting, great views, and we know that we don't have any more challenges left for today, this is exactly when I'm like, finally feel like I'm able to take it all in. And that's super nice.
Yeah, these cows are on a hill.
Hey, friends.
No big deal. No big deal. Just cows on a hill.
Cows on a Hill would be a pretty good name for a band.
Yeah, I agree.
Seconds left. Day two. There we go. That's it. Right there. Right at the school sign. That was our spot.
It is 8:59 and a bunch of seconds. Oh, And now it's 9. And we'll see you here this exact time tomorrow morning.
Okay, it's 9 p.m., which means day 2 is over. That's right, we're only through 2 out of our 5 days. The game is now paused while both teams find a hotel, go to sleep, and dream of making the 1 p.m. ferry tomorrow. And now, through the magic of YouTube, it's 8 a.m.
All right, it's 8 a.m. Let's go, 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 Sam.
Happy 8 a.m.
Happy 8 a.m. to you, buddy.
All right, every minute matters today in terms of whether or not we can make that first ferry. The good news is, like, both of our challenges, I think, are rather short and straightforward. Mount Cleese, if we're supposed to summit Mount Cleese.
Summit Mount Cleese. After British comedian John Cleese described Palmerston North as the, quote, suicide capital of New Zealand, Palmerston North renamed their dump to Mount Cleese. Reach the top of the 45.2-meter mountain that has been dubbed Mount Cleese.
Then we'll be off to, presumably, I think we want to do the western route, the one that involves walking through the woods blindfolded.
As long as there's a chance for us to get on that first ferry, taking the shortest route seems to make the most sense.
Yeah, I think
so. That's what I want to do.
I suspect that Ben and Adam know that, and therefore I suspect that we might have some curses hailed our way.
I think the name of the game today is just to do everything in our power to stop them from making that ferry. I don't think that we can make that ferry.
No.
But I do think that potentially we can prevent them from making it, and then we're both on the 345.
And I think the first thing we should do is buy a curse.
Yeah, okay.
Curse deck. I'm going to go ahead. Pull a curse. Okay.
Is it a good one?
No, it is not a good one.
What is it?
You have to listen to Tom Lehrer's Element song loudly on repeat until you reach your next challenge.
That's not great. It's funny, and it's annoying, and I would love to put this on them, but it's not going to do what we need it to do. We don't have enough for another curse, but we will after we complete Whanganui.
Shoot.
Okay, so let's go complete Whanganui, and then we can reassess and see.
That's not great.
We have any
other That's people. Not great.
Okay, so just in case we haven't explained yet, let's talk about what the Whanganui challenge is.
Find Whanganui and Whanganui. Whanganui has voted several times on whether or not to spell its name with an H, which it has in its traditional Maori pronunciation. No widespread consensus has been reached. Find 3 signs that say Whanganui and 3 signs that say Whanganui.
I would say that this is looking relatively dense here. Okay, so it's just 3 of each, you're sure?
Yep, and I would look right behind you.
All right, Whanganui with no H. Right there. Okay, let's get a move on.
Okay, there's like a big banner. Does it say anything?
Oh, it might. Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, ooh, Whanganui branch there. That's okay. Without an H.
So we've got 2 without.
2 without an H. We don't have any with.
Oh, there's one, another without an A.
Oh, yeah.
Without an H. Okay.
Can so we see that? So Whanganui branch. Okay, so we're all good without the H. So now we need the H's. Ooh, I think that says Whanganui.
Official.
Wait, is that an H?
That's an H, yeah.
Wait, right here, BNZ.
Right there.
That says Whanganui with an H.
Kiwi Bank.
Oh, yeah. Kiwi Bank. Whanganui with an H.
Okay, that's right,
that
3
was
of
very
each.
Fast. That's 3 of each. Great
good,
work.
Good
faster
efficient
than
challenge.
Car. That was very efficient.
Woo!
How many coins was that?
I have no idea.
Okay, now I'm just going to route us straight to Palmerston North, right?
Welcome to beautiful, sunny Palmerston North. Exhilarating, right? I think this is the entrance to Mount Cleese, a.k.a. the landfill. All right, we're climbing up. There's the sign.
Okay, so that's 30 coins. I think another curse.
I think we gotta buy another curse. Because if they get on that 1 p.m. ferry,
we're
so screwed.
Okay,
we're buying another curse.
Okay.
Curse is.
Oh, this is not helpful either. No, really? What is it?
For the next 3 hours, you may not say any words with the letter E in them. Anytime you say the letter E, you must stop walking or pull over your vehicle for 5 minutes.
The Wellington Challenge involves a lot of talking.
That's true. So let's wait.
Let's wait. Damn it, that sucks. We had 2 bad curses. We just blew through 50 coins.
50 coins.
50 coins for 2 garbage curses.
The element song will be funny, though.
It will be funny, but that sucks, man. Okay. Well, hopefully Palmerston North will take them longer than, like, expected or something.
All right, we've summoned it. Well, we gotta go.
All right, no time to look around.
No. Now let's confuse the person at the gate by leaving immediately. All right, on the road down to... I forget the name of the next thing. The hiker thing. The blindfolded hike thing.
The blindfolded hike thing.
Lead your teammate through the jungle, blindfolded. Blindfold one teammate. The other teammate must lead them along the Manguin walkway until they reach the Mark stream crossing, and then lead them back.
We should check what Ben and Adam are up to, whether they've left Whanganui yet. See what sort of margin we have.
They have left Whanganui. Okay. They're on the highway.
Okay.
It's going to be a race. Adam to us, 31-minute drive.
Okay, that's a nice margin.
Yeah.
But I think we want to grow it, because this challenge could take more than 30 minutes. Wellington could definitely take more than 30 minutes. What do you think? Should we pull a roadblock?
Yeah, I'm going to take the top one.
Eat something grape-flavored. It must clearly say on the packaging that it is grape-flavored. Grapes count.
Okay, that can be decent. That takes some time if we leave it far enough from, like, a gas station or anywhere that they can buy. Maybe you want to research along our route south a good spot to drop that.
Okay.
All right, so best we can tell, this is the last gas station for a little bit. So we're going to drive, you know, like 15 minutes this way before dropping the pin. Hopefully Ben and Adam cannot find anything grape-flavored in anywhere closer to our pin.
That is the devilish plan that we've concocted here.
All right, Adam, welcome to Palmerston North.
Thank you so much.
We have nothing to do here. We're just going to continue right on through.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll catch up.
All right, just after this intersection.
Ready?
You get ready. 3, 2, and go.
Okay, well, our time in Palmerston North is not going well. They've just thrown down a roadblock.
Okay, so now I don't think we'll be able to catch up to them at the river crossing.
No, I think they probably saw that move coming.
Yeah, probably.
So, this curse we're putting on them now, hopefully it does something.
Yeah.
That's all we can hope for. I will let them know.
I've just had a text arrive from Ben saying, new curse on you.
Oh.
For the next 3 hours, you may not say any words with the letter E in them. Anytime you say the letter E, you must stop walking or pull over your vehicle for 5 minutes.
No talk.
Okay.
At least they're kind of annoyed right now. At least they can't say the letter E. Hopefully that's making them suffer.
Walk is 1 hour.
No talk.
Just trying to remember what the roadblocks are. Touch a body of water could be. There's a river right there. Oh, there is. trying to think. Are there other roadblocks involved buying things? Yes. Eat something grape flavored. Eat something grape flavored. Yeah, that could hurt. Yeah, we'll just have to see.
Look at those mountains.
Pretty cool.
Pretty.
Throw an object back and forth at least 10 times without dropping it. You must stand at least 20 feet apart.
Okay, we haven't even gotten to the first roadblock and they just dropped another one.
They're really throwing a wrench in the works. Let's find out what this roadblock is.
Okay, what is it? Damn!
Eat something grape flavored.
It's the one we didn't, it's the specific one we didn't want it to be.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, we need to look really quickly if we can get to anywhere where we could buy something grape flavored.
Gas stations or convenience stores behind us.
Okay, there's a gas station back here.
How far?
22 minute drive, so it's not worth it to go. It's faster to veto.
I don't know, like convenience store.
I mean, I don't see one.
No, I mean, this is just...
I mean, there's a gas station like 0.1 miles in front of us.
But we can't pass forward.
We can't pass the roadblock. Veto.
All right,
veto
we're
vetoing 933 veto.
Ends at 10:03. Okay. Well, Sam and Toby, well played once again.
Sam? Right? Loft. Right? Loft.
Fast. All right, well, veto period. Wait.
Yep. That was a long 30 minutes.
But now we're on to the next roadblock. Okay, here we are at this roadblock. Let's go ahead, find out.
Okay, okay, hurry, hurry, hurry.
What is it? Play catch. Throw an object back and forth at least 10 times without dropping it. You must stand at least 20.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that. We can do that really fast. Here we go. 10 catches without dropping it. Here we go. 1.
Slow. Fast. Stop. Follow.
2. It might be easier, it's safer to throw underhand.
Sure.
3. This is easy. 4.
Plank. Straight.
No talk.
5, 6, 7. Doing really good. Ah!
Turn. Go back. Slow.
8. There you go. Ten. Last one. 10. 10. Okay, done it. Let's go, go, go. Okay, that we nailed.
So now we need to route to Pika Pika.
We might still be able to catch up to them.
Stop.
Okay, because we can't do a great explanation in-game right now, here's the next challenge located in the city of Wellington. The first team to complete this can get on the earlier 1 p.m. ferry. That is, assuming they complete it in time. Run for Prime Minister. While wearing a tie, one team member must run for Prime Minister by making promises in front of at least 4 different prominent locations within New Zealand's capital, Wellington.
So they're leaving the river crossing challenge.
So we'll be maybe 20 minutes behind them.
So we'll arrive in Wellington just a bit behind them.
Yeah, maybe like 15 minutes behind them.
That is still enough time. What's happening?
A little bit of a
traffic situation.
Track, boys.
On way.
I think the only way we can stop them from getting on the 1 p.m. ferry is by shooting them.
Oh, God. If we don't hit them, they'll enter the South Island almost 3 hours ahead.
Nightmare.
I'm hoping that we will be caught up to them in the time it takes them to buy a tie. Any delay that they experience, I think, is enough to stop them.
Okay. No, this stocks.
Kia ora, I'm Toby, running for top job.
No! That's them! That's them!
Oh, no.
Sea conditions today are light.
It always is like, wait, do they know something I don't? Are they smarter than us?
We don't know.
The entire season has been leading up to this one moment, the Battle of Wellington. Will Toby and I get that devastating 2-hour and 45-minute head start, or will we have it ripped away from us at the last minute by these guys laughing maniacally off into the sunset or something? I don't know. You can find out right now if you're a Nebula subscriber, and that's because we put every single episode out 1 week early for our Nebula subscribers in appreciation of the fact that they basically fund the show. And you know what makes Nebula an even better deal is we're not the only ones doing that.
Yeah, people actually loved the thing where we put jet lag episodes a week early on Nebula so much that Nebula created this whole new system called Nebula First, and now all of these other creators do it, like Not Just Bikes or Legal Eagle, so you can watch all of these YouTube videos from all of your favorite creators like a whole cycle early on Nebula. And Nebula's got a whole bunch of other great exclusive stuff, like the companion podcast for this show, The Layover, where we break down each episode and we answer your questions, and you can listen to that only on Nebula.
It's a lot of fun. I really like doing the podcast.
Yeah, it's great, because like we love having these conversations anyways, because we only get to see our side
side of the show.
Right.
And so I think we always have questions when we start to see the footage and start to see the edit of like, oh, why did you do that, Adam? Okay. And this is like the, and now we just get like, it's kind of our job to have those conversations, which is great. And we get to reconnect with Toby.
Yeah, Ben and I get to hang out. Ben and I hardly got to hang out with Toby at all during the season. So
yeah,
now we get
and
to
it was like 2 months ago when we filmed. So now it's great. And the reason we do all this for our Netflix subscribers is because they quite literally fund this show. I mean, that has been basically all of the revenue for Jetlag since the day it was founded. And we've been able to grow off of that. So we're super appreciative of their support through time. And we're actually, for anyone who really wants to help support this, we're trying something kind of experimental. We don't know if it'll work, but yeah, it's a little weird.
So we are now offering on Nebula a lifetime subscription. You can become a subscriber to Nebula forever. You never have to pay Nebula any more money ever. You will always have access to the service. Now, it is not necessarily the cheapest way to get access to Nebula. That's the annual bundle. You can totally do that. But if you want to like especially support the show, right? If you want to really like kind of do this crazy thing to help support us, you can, and you get access forever. And what that is really great for is it gives us all of this revenue right now that we can put towards making future seasons.
Yep. And regardless of how you want to sign up, you can do so at nebula.tv/jetlag. And, you know, if you use that link again, we'll get a we'll get a portion of your subscription fee for life. And you'll actually also get $20 off an annual subscription. So great deal for you. And yeah, so thank you in advance for your support and goodbye.
Goodbye.